And that's why those young people can dream about this, because they are afraid. And so in their dream, they wake up sometimes, and then there's a parent who said, that's all right, it's only a dream. So if they tell the story, which is how they react in a dream, and then the parents will know this young person is somehow gifted on something, and then is reported to the elders, or grandfather, or a grandmother. So the elderly person or persons were easily understood what the dream means, and they say, okay, this youngster is gifted to be a dreamer. Okay, let's sort of guide him. So they have a system that is developed to guide this person to have to accumulate dreams and many dreams, and that could be it translated or interpreted into a life experience to come. So that's why they encourage this young person to go out, away from home, or even a distance from home, a night, two nights, or even three nights to begin with. And then later on, when this young person is getting to be a teenager or a youth, that period, he's constantly pursuing more dreams and as the advice from the elder. And it is only him who keep those dreams. He is not supposed to tell anyone except just one person. That's the guide that he has a private teacher or a personal teacher. So only to him or to her that he's supposed to tell a sketch of his dream, but never exactly explain how it exactly in there. But the old person, the grandfather, can understand exactly what this person is dreaming, and then give him advice to go back to the dream and try to capture the dream that he has before and go into it again. And this time not to be afraid, but to try to accomplish something. In doing so many times, you know, sure, a person can come to maneuver his dream, or even to establish it as the accumulation of knowledge. So in order to have these kind of dreams, they say, one has to condition himself. Some tribes, or even Umaskiko may have exercised this, some men or want to revitalize their dreams and revitalize their materian has to go fasting. And before they go fasting, they have to deny themselves with many things. They have to detain themselves from having sex, and then also to not to gorge themselves with the fine food or overstuff themselves with food, and also not to go out and have a very comfortable blanket to go to sleep. And these were not allowed to do that. But they were supposed to go out into the wilderness at the very minimum, a cloth, blanket, and not much food. It was up to them to be out there and fast and pray, and then only when they're really hungry that they should hunt a little bit of food they might need. And as they get stronger in power, more accumulates more dreams and more they begin to exercise some of what they dream. And then their guide, the maybe grandfather or any other person, go with them at the first period, maybe the first time, until they get used to being alone, because the young people do not like to be alone at night by themselves. Once they get over this fear of the being alone, then they go out by themselves. But still, it is recommendable that an elder should be close by. Whenever they are there and experience some terrible things, that he can always remember there is this elder or his guide, that he can always just call for help if he cannot handle what he is into. So actually, these people are supposed to be conditioning themselves to dream. Conditioning is exactly what a dream quest means.